Welcome back to the Hour Time Podcast, the podcast for Watch Geeks by Watch Geeks. I'm John Biggs.
I'm Victor Marks.
I'm Nicholas De Leon.
Today on the show, we're going to... what are we talking about today? I'm upset.
You're amped. You're torqued off.
I'm torqued off.
What's grinding your gears today?
All right, so this is a Reddit thread, okay?
Alrighty.
And it came out last night. I have to find it now.
It was the summary of it, and it's already been deleted off of one subreddit. Yes. But the summary
really
is,
oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, no, it got pulled down. But the summary is that there was a college or university educated sales guy at a Rolex AD, and mm-hmm. he was airing the laundry about who can and who cannot buy a Rolex watch.
Oh,
and airing the laundry about how the watchmakers on staff only have 2 years of education and declare watches unrepairable more often
because
than they should.
Because they can't take the back off or something like that.
Yeah. They can't basic battery changes on quartz.
So let me do an AI.
Go ahead.
Summary of this.
Do it.
So this guy worked at Cincinnati for 2 years. He was an AD. He worked at the AD. And okay, 2 years. Cincinnati is a small market. I'm sure there's only one shop there. The guy actually said the shop was...
there's got to be like three
Richter
branches,
and
right?
Phillips. It's Cincinnati. There's probably one, man. Yeah, okay. they got nothing. They got what do they got? The Chili and they got Kentucky next nearby. So they say, if you want a sports model, this guy says, you better buy other things. My AD wouldn't sell a sports model to anyone without previous purchase, with a few exceptions. Two-tone Seadweller, sure, but because no one wants that watch, blah-de-blah. It's important who you are than how you are. I had a sweet young woman check in with me monthly asking that her fiancé a Submariner. She wasn't rich or famous, just a hardworking woman who saved up enough to get her man something special. I was really hoping to make this happen. Yeah. Another woman walked in during this time, arrogant and conceited. She talked to me like I was beneath her, asking for the same watch. I informed that we would try, but she didn't want to hear it. Her husband was some no-name, buried in the roster, Reds baseball player. Oh. Frankly, her attitude had me completely disgusted. Owners heard about it, and they grabbed a Submariner immediately and slapped it out.
I think that is interesting, but I will not say why on the air.
That's common, but keep going.
Okay. There's a little bit about tax fraud. They want to send it to another state. Yeah. They said that watchmakers aren't gods. So many people are amazed to meet our watchmakers, but let me give you some insight. It's just a 2-year technical program. These guys are the equivalent of like HVAC guys.
HVAC guys are more educated.
HVAC guys
know a lot more than this.
All right. I don't even know how to describe it. Cause they're on par with the iPhone repair dudes.
I was just going to suggest they fix your broken screen. They fix your broken screen.
I once watched both watchmakers struggle to make a simple fix before telling me it was irreparable.
Oh my God.
And it had to be shipped back. I took the watch from him, looked at it for 10 seconds and told him, here's what was stopping the repair. You would have thought I cracked the code. Numerous times they couldn't get the watch backs off for battery repairs.
Oh my God.
So you have complete morons. Okay. Cincinnati. I can't imagine like a watchmaker is like, you know where I want to go to like really hate my life. I want to hit Cincinnati and land there and just like hang out. Okay, fine. And if you live in Cincinnati, God bless you. I'm sure you have amazing house with an amazing yard.
Now you're from Ohio, so you have
I'm
standing.
I'm from Ohio. I have standing. Yeah. To be angry at Ohio is fairly normal for people who have left.
I've been through Cincy a few times.
There's nothing there. Anyway,
I saw the minor league hockey game one night and did a small family reunion thing there. That's about it. I got people on the ground there.
There was something really cool about like if you like ask to be put on the wait list.
Yeah, there is no wait
actually,
list.
Okay. We would write names on cards and pretend we were adding clients to some master list. But the truth is it was just input into some program to automatically text the client.
Oh, wow.
So Rolex wants ADs Salesforce. To keep the dream alive. Yes, exactly. So anytime you add yourself to the list, all right, you're going to be on the list. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Eventually you're going to hit it.
Goes right in the trash.
And it goes into a text system. I get texts on my phone from the goddamn car wash down the street. And I have, I'm never going to use that car wash again, but I'm still getting texts from them. That's exactly the same system that they're using. Yeah. And it's so crazy. Now, get this. So this went up at, what, I don't know, 10 hours ago. Mm-hmm. The post has been deleted by the mods.
What was the sub? It was posted to our Rolex? So
our Rolex first.
Okay.
And it went up 19 hours ago, and it was completely destroyed.
Yes,
and
then, it's deleted. Yeah.
And then what happened to the post yesterday from the guy who worked at an AD? The one where the guy shitted on Rolex, did the mods delete this? The mods come in, they locked the pod, they locked the thing, and they said, and Power Funk, a mod who's very exciting, Power Funk, he's got 176K comment karma. He's been a Redditor for 10 years.
He lives his life there, basically.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I'm just tired of all the zillion. I worked at an AD, so I know how it really works. Post. We've had plenty. The fact that OP seemed anti-watches in general seemed totally unaware that some Rolexes can be ordered to spec made me dubious about his smug claim. He knows how Rolex really works. He knows how one store used to work. Okay. Absolutely fair.
Sure. Fair.
But it's fine. Not like there's some magical freaking thing internal to Rolex.
And why would that justify deleting the post?
Yes,
is another question.
Because who do most humans interact with? They interact with the ADs. They don't interact with Rolex.
And who does
at all.
Rolex want you to interact with?
The ADs.
Yeah.
The doors, they call them.
Right.
So the post got so many goddamn upvotes that it was showing up in the feeds of lots of people who don't even like Rolex, and that's what made me remove it. The subreddit doesn't exist, so non-Rolex owners can come and tell us what they think. It's a place for Rolex geeks to geek out about Rolex. For FFS. Any Rolex post gets 300 comments while everything else gets ignored. Some dude inherited a pristine 6609 and got like 2 upvotes. If you think Rolex is stupid, that's great, but we don't need to talk about it here all day. Now, okay, I get it. Sure. I understand the mod's opinion here.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, there was a Chicago AD that got in trouble with the law?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. We talked about it on this show a couple of years ago. There was a Chicago AD that was selling watches out the back door and doing fraud and stuff like that.
Is it fraud? It's not fraud if you just sell a watch.
No. But there was some fraud going on. And they got hauled into court about it. And as a part of the documents that came out in court were their AD policies for who could buy a watch and for how that was supposed to take place. Mm. And I will dig that up and maybe we can.
Oh yeah. We'll put that.
Put that in the show. There was a wristwatch review post I wrote about it ages ago. We'll dig that up. It seems kind of related. It's not the same because there's no exact fraud going on here except for the tax fraud, but the,
Fraud. Israeli?
Yeah,
really. Hebrew?
No. But the tax fraud that's going on in Cincy. But I like putting these things together because you start to form a bigger picture. It's just one AD.
But it's not
just this other AD.
Yeah.
And it's all ADs.
It's all ADs. And it's not even this isn't even a tale of, whoa, the guy just tells you this is a fake.
This is what's going to happen when you try and buy a watch and you're not going to get one. You're not going to be on a list.
All
and
of your excitement.
If you're not some D-list famous that the owners want to be happy seeing it on your wrist, you're not going to get one.
All of your excitement, all your happiness, all the joy that you think you're going to get by purchasing this watch is actually fake.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Rolex makes a big deal about how important it is that their doors, that they have the right signage and have the right look and have the right this and that. And I found this one dumpy AD in Israel that I showed you a picture of where it was basically the worst AD on the planet. Uh-huh. It had only the signage in the window and none of the rest. And it looked like it was just a complete mess in the Diamond District in Israel, of all places. But they make a big issue out of this. And yet, if you want to actually buy a Rolex watch, go to a pawn shop.
Yeah.
Right?
Or go on Crown & Caliber. Go to Crown & Caliber.
Yeah.
Go to,
well, yeah, no, you know, absolutely go to Bob's or Crown & Caliber, one of these legitimate places that actually care about selling you a watch. But if you walked into any Picasso pawn, right? If you walked into any whatever pawn shop, there's going to be a Datejust, a gold Datejust, and maybe a sub. Right?
How much are they going to sell them for? That's the question.
Probably about what you can get on Watch Exchange, on our Watch Exchange. You know, $10,000.
See, I would go to I'm looking at Bob's right now, and I'm looking at a GMT Master, $15,000. And how much is a GMT Master retail? Do we know?
They tell the dealers what it's going to cost.
Can I get it on? I'm not buying anything. Master. Okay, okay, okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. $10,000 for the GMT Master 2. $10,900. So, okay. So we're talking about a $10,000 watch that has a massive upsell value. $5,000. Take it off the lot, and it's $5,000. So what's the incentive here for the AD to play fair at all? There's absolutely no incentive. The AD knows that as soon as you drive the thing off the lot, you can resell that thing for $5,000 extra.
Right, and they don't want to sell to customers who are just going to resell it.
Of course they do. Of course they do, because they know there's some dude out there, some dude in Cincinnati who's really rich, or who's like a basketball, baseball dude or something like that. He's going to buy the thing. He's going to be like, oh, this is great, and I'll just sell it on eBay or whatever, 15K. Yeah. And they don't care. The AD doesn't care. In fact, the AD is probably upset that the price differential is so great.
I think that might have been what was going on with Chicago, was that they were selling out the back door and then getting the 5K kickback or something weird. There was something funny about that.
I mean, again, I would, if it were possible, and it's not possible, if it were possible to walk into the freaking AD and buy a GMT Master 2 at 10K, I'd do it. At retail, and I'd give the AD my business.
You'd get three of them. Everything. You'd walk out with four.
I'd get three.
I'd walk out with five,
and I would sell a bunch.
You'd pick up one for every one of your kids, and one for every one of your
but I can't. And the reason why you can't is because the ADs are controlling the situation, and you absolutely know some of these ADs are like buying a couple from this shop and dragging them off into Crown and Caliber and selling them, and there's gray market all the time.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask, is this only Rolex where there's this much like shenanigans going on?
I
think so. Does Omega have this? Does whoever?
Omega dreams of having this.
Yes, exactly. All the watchmakers dream of this.
Is Rolex that, like, is it the most well-known brand on the planet? Like, I mean, I guess it's up there. I mean, I feel like a lot of people know what a Rolex is. So is this just a consequence of, like, they're just king of the hill and they struggle to understand.
Yeah, I told you guys a couple, like a year or two ago, like,
yeah,
at the height of NFT / shoes / all this collectible crap. At that height, there was a huge upswell of like all this stuff. And distinctly, I remember two dudes who were like wearing Yeezys and like maybe some like streetwear. And they're like,
sure.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get a Rolex. It's going to be really good. Cause presumably they bought like some ETH once.
Yeah.
And then like they got it up to 10K and then it could buy it. So Rolex is what they buy. But I mean, who else, what other watch is generally top of mind for any hype beast?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't think anytime you see some
corrupt politician accused of some shenanigans, they're like, and he was wearing a Rolex, and the politician's like, what are you talking about? This is a Richard Mille, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I could buy six Rolexes for this, right?
I think it's
just that equation. It's just that there's,
that is so weird. I wonder if there's other things like that's not a car thing. Like what's, is there a car company where it's like if I'm a hype beast, well, I got to buy
BMW?
Is it?
I think
I don't
so.
Know. I feel like Mercedes is up not, there. Oh, I Lambo. Think, yeah, when Lambo.
No, I think okay. it's. I think it's. Yeah, Lambo, BMW, Mercedes. I don't think it's any like that. I'm not thinking about it's a Bugatti. I think it's like it's within. It's so. Sure. I mean, look, Rolex is still well within the range of somebody who can pick it up and be happy and hype beast it all day long, like. Like, again, I'm wearing the Louis Le Nardin again, and it's a very unusual watch. Not a lot of people know it. Like, some dude on the street noticed it, and it's like, oh, I finally got, like, Pappy finally got his, like, happiness because somebody actually noticed what he's wearing.
Validation.
But I mean, who's getting robbed on the street? It's the guys in the GMT Master 2s. Who's getting rolled?
That is so interesting.
And that's
like anthropologically, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Me. Like, why is it this brand? I mean, they're good watches. I no one's calling them bad, right?
I know.
I mean, they're fine. But for it to have such a hold over,
it's a weird phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
It has massive hold culturally. It has massive hold culturally, and I think that's the answer. We're in a world now where there are a few cultural touchstones, and we don't share anything in terms of social.
Oh, no, we don't. No, we
our
don't.
Our brands have been completely gutted by Amazon. I have a a drink mixer downstairs to make my protein shakes. That's called a Pop Baby.
Yeah. Oh, it's like great. Just, yeah, my grandpa owned a
Chinese
Pop
whatever,
Baby.
Right?
It's like Skringlix is the brand. There's no brand awareness.
Who's your desk fan made by? Your USB desk fan?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a bunch of consonants in a row. Yeah.
There's a clothing is kind of like become fast fashion.
Oh, yeah.
I was at an event yesterday and there were still like people like who looked fancy.
Oh.
I guess it's the first time I saw like millennials, but there was a lot of sugar baby stuff going on at this place. God. So there were like these old dudes in white shirts and like suit pants and then girls in like more attractive outfits.
Planet Earth.
Yeah, Planet Earth.
So it's a weird place, actually. I would love to be like a Marsh or like some space creature and be like, man, Earth is so weird. There's so much crazy stuff going down there.
What are you? Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
They all love this Rolex thing. It's a watch.
That is weird. And I don't know. I feel like I'm probably never going to own a Rolex. And it's half like, what do I need to spend that money on, right?
I like
the idea of it. Yeah. I'm attracted to the idea of the older models. Like I want a vintage one.
Yeah,
sure.
But that's never going to happen.
That's also a different
angle. Why wouldn't it happen? I mean, this is the endless question for us.
Yeah.
Do we need to spend $10,000 on a Rolex? Do we need to spend $10,000? Do I need to spend $5,000 on this thing or whatever? Three or whatever it is. Yeah. Do we need to spend that money? And to a degree, because we are people who like watches and appreciate them for the history, the provenance, the value.
We're fools then, is what it sounds like.
We're fools, yeah. But it's like, we can all buy Toyota Corollas, or we can buy an M3 or something like that and have a slightly better time driving around. Slightly better.
Yeah.
I think that's the answer. Like, okay. So here's a good point. Like I went to my buddy's house in Santa Maria. He has a bunch of Corvettes, old Corvettes, 59, 62, whatever, all these like really old cars, really beautiful, really nice. And you get in that car and you're driving something different. You're not doing the mundane. And is it worth the $100,000 or whatever? I don't know how much he paid. I don't think he paid that much. He was always very cheap about this. But is it worth that much for that experience to drive around in vineyards in California in a 62 Corvette that is still impeccably maintained?
Great. Yeah, I mean, that's a very different driving experience.
It's a different – and this is a
it?
Different
– I've never been in such a fancy vehicle.
So there are things that people learned about what suspension is and what steering is and how the two work together so that you actually have a smoother ride. There are things
it's like, people it's learned like driving about, a riding mower.
Huh. I had a 1962 Chevy and I had an Impala. And that 283 cubic inch engine, which was also the 283 that was in the vet and later 350, they are not very refined.
They're not, but
they're not.
But it's again the watch the automatic watch is not refined either. I mean, the iPhone, the Apple Watch is far superior in nearly every way in terms of technological improvement, in terms of value, in terms of the density of information that they could produce.
Yeah,
it can save your life. This thing could feasibly get you killed. So it's absolutely stupid for us to love these things, but we're destined to do that because we're dumb. So anyway,
it's right, a very.
Well, I got to go put my name in and on the waiting list at Walmart because there's a Casio on. I need to get on the list for. What kind of cigarettes do you buy your AD at Walmart?
I don't think you buy cigarettes. I think you. Bring
I was going to ask earlier. Speaking of AD,
yeah,
is it hard? Like, why? Like, is it? Do ADs make this is very dumb? Do they make a lot of money? I don't think so.
So,
like if I own the AD in Cincinnati, am I taking?
If you
home,
owned the AD, you're
if
probably
you own
doing
the
okay.
AD, you're doing. Well,
that's
you're
what
doing
I'm
fine.
Asking. The worker, I don't care about. Like the guy who owns the AD is he making
the owner makes. The owner is a millionaire. So there's Tepper. There's the Tepper family in. Or no, who's the people in Philly? Watch.
And how do you become? Let's say there's no AD in Tucson, to my knowledge. Like, how do I go about doing?
Whoa.
That? Let's say I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. I would like to open up the very first Rolex AD in Tucson. Who do I call to make that happen?
I mean,
is that
probably
possible?
New York. You probably call Rolex New York, don't you?
Yeah.
Another Rolex AD or like Rolex HQ or something?
Yeah, that's in New York.
Okay.
You were there. I am. And yeah. you left.
I did leave.
Yeah,
I hope to never go back either.
You don't want to come back? Oh, Govberg. I don't know if you've ever seen Govberg. Govberg runs Govberg Jewelers. I think his like grandpa owned it or like whatever, the great grandpa. Okay. Like it was like all this stuff is passed down from parent to parent. I'm not sure. I don't have his information here. And he's an interesting guy. He's got his own like club in Philly that he owns. So these guys, the ADs make all kinds of crash.
I once had the opportunity to buy a jeweler, and they were a Bulova and Accutron AD.
That's like buying a guy.
It was pretty. It didn't happen for obvious reasons here.
It's like buying an authorized dealer of Jiffy cornmeal mix.
That's what it was. Yeah, and
it's a commodity.
It was not. It was not the thing. But it was. But that was my one brush with owning an AD.
My other question. Is it particularly hard to run an AD? Because it feels like they're not selling a lot of stuff. They don't have a lot of inventory to manage. Well,
when you are a Rolex AD, you also are a Tudor AD. And so that's what you're actually selling is Black Bay 58s.
Yeah.
And you also can run – so when you do that, you have to maintain the appearance and dress of a Rolex store and a Tudor store. But you can also have a side of your location or another door that is where you sell Tag Heuer or Omega or Tissot or something else. And so if you've got that, you've got your bread and butter stuff, and then you've got the you are a Rolex AD stuff.
Now, this is the interesting thing. You can buy – oh, you know, they have to buy on a retailer. You have to find a freaking retailer. A.R. Morris, Adler's, a bunch of weirdos. Mm-hmm. So the thing you have to remember – oh, shit, what did I do? I think you have to remember is like when you have like a Tudor, for example, so the price is $34.50. What's the markup on jewelry? It's like 150%.
Oh, is it that much?
It's that much.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like 30%.
No, it's 150%.
Oh, see?
That'd be a bad idea. Like even like $3,450 divided by two, even. So the AD gets $21,175 for one Tudor Black Bay. That's estimate, which is like your impetus. First off, you got to make a really nice fancy place because you're basically making bank on each one of these sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you pay for the place, you do all the other stuff. They give you the signage.
It has to be up to the standards.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, but clearly it's not up to the standards. It's not like what's his name, Mr. Wolfhouse or whatever, is flying to Israel and checking out that dump that you went into.
No.
So,
but you know, if you were in Hong Kong, right? You can throw a rock and you'll hit an AD. Because there's Rolex ADs right next to Rolex ADs, next to Tudor ADs, next to Rolex ADs. And every one of them has to look like they comport with the standards of that you'd expect. The same signage, the same interior displays and all that.
Anyway, this is like inside baseball, but I'm glad we got to read this statement, because what he's telling is absolutely the truth. It's a sales place. There's the markup on a car. Yeah. The markup of the car is fairly low. Like
we
know that.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of margin there. They're making their bank on the financing.
Yeah. The markup on this crap is so high that it's worth being a jerk about it.
And it's so funny. Like what gives you more utility? A vehicle to go places, go to the
It's a luxury item.
Your Hyundai, your Kia Soul is for going places.
Yeah.
Right,
But I was also
your Maybach is not for going places; it's for arriving.
I want to go places with my watch because I've arrived when I wear my fake
that's
Rolex.
There was someone in the Discord who was like, "Why is Rolex so popular?
Because we're all stupid. We all have brain worms.
Like, why is this the only company anyone talks about?" And it's an interesting question. Like, actually, why? Like, why is it? I don't know. Because other people do. I don't know.
Humans are weird. Humans are weird. Humans are strange. I wear my brand new GMT fake Folex to the fancy event yesterday.
I
met this German couple. They look like they held like babies in the basement for like adrenochrome. they were so like like perfect. They were so like high. Sure. It's like full wow. Aryan.
Flawless,
the,
huh?
The woman was like skinny as like, she was like my arm and yeah. she was wearing a Rolex, like a standard Datejust, a woman's Datejust. And I think she looked over at me. And then when she noticed my Rolex, she was like, oh, I can be comfortable with this person.
Oh, wow.
I can tell him about my Illuminati experiences.
It's like Louis XIV's court over here. It's
Damn right. This has been the Our Time Podcast. I'm John Biggs.
I'm Louis XIV.
I'm just Nicholas DeLeon. I'm happy to be here.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Our Time Show, the official podcast of wristwatchreview.com. Feel free to email us at tips@wristwatchreview.com with your feedback and suggestions. And please be sure to visit wristwatchreview.com and wristwatchreview on Instagram for more fun watch content. Have a nice day.